one hand, we're being told to stay home and take care of ourselves, and yet we want to exercise our constitutional rights. And so that was something that, you know, we wanted to enable people to be able to do both.
But primaries are still being held today in Arizona, Florida, and Illinois. Stocks are up to start the day on Wall Street. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Hello. Welcome into live weather report time with Rich Thomas Weather.
Oh, God. I'm sorry.
He's over there playing with his Siri.
I was texting my stock guy. not really.
How's he doing? He's a great guy.
Wait, you're on the ledge? Is it a big building?
Wait, is he Irish? Does he need a kiss?
I don't know. We're looking for another very warm day today. We've been in the 80s the last few days. We were 84 yesterday. In fact, this will be the sixth day we were in the 80s. 83 at least today. Isolated showers, maybe a thunder shower. So there will be some green on the radar on St. Patrick's Day, with a low tonight down to 63, and then tomorrow and Thursday high in the mid-80s again at least. A sun and cloud mix. Rain chances tomorrow and Thursday under 20%, I think. And then Friday, scattered showers and thunderstorms becoming a little bit more likely, especially by, let's say, Friday evening, Friday night, into Saturday morning as a cold front moves through. And boy, oh boy, temperatures for highs will be about 25 degrees colder over the upcoming weekend, and that'll be a big change. I mean, still, it won't be really cold air, but when you've been in the 80s, that's going to be a big change. Pollen count medium high today. You were talking about the pollen.
Oh, yeah.
And then the high range tomorrow. So actually higher tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. How do you like that? As we end winter and begin spring. Right now this morning, new temperature in from the airport. We're already at 66 now at 904.
So if we have to go into, like, true quarantine where, like, Rich Thomas is not allowed to leave the house or the National Guard will shoot him down. I don't care if he's a celebrity. Yeah.
As long as we have the internet, I have a microphone and I have a computer. So there will always be Rich Thomas Weather, and there will always be a morning video and a blog.
Without sports, like though, I was going to ask. Obviously, you're going to be able to work because we've had that set up for a while. But
you're talking about,
like, how do you spend the time? Because usually, I know you've got this wall of TVs where you watch sports. Like, do you have movies on standby or shows?
That wall was a little depressing yesterday.
Yeah, I believe it.
You saw the picture I posted probably. It was a little overwhelming. However, there's going to be a lot of streaming of movies, I'm sure. A lot of times they catch up, binge watching on some of these series.
Have you ever watched anything like anime wise, like Japanese cartoons? And I'm not suggesting kids one. There's one in particular I have in mind.
No, I'm not much into those type of animated movies. However, every once in a while, I like to pull Looney Tunes off the shelf. I've got the whole box set.
Well, if you're feeling truly under siege, and this is more like it's pretty adult themes, but it's been around for a few years, Attack on Titan.
Is that right?
Japanese anime. Pretty intense, but it's really, really good. Hmm. I was surprised. I was skeptical. And then my friend wrote me into watching it, and now I'm hooked. I think it's great.
Well, we'll be doing a lot of streaming here. No doubt.
A lot of advice.
Yep.
Hey, maybe some folks could read books, too.
What? A book?
A book,
It's not going to get to that, is it?
Hey, it may. It just might. Maybe the literacy rate will go up without an authoritarian. There you go. Maybe the Cubans had something going on. Thank you, Rich.
All right, see you later, man.
News and Views begins in mere moments.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Baptist Health has opened a coronavirus care clinic in Montgomery. You cannot just show up. Officials say you must have an appointment. To schedule an appointment, call 334-747-0150. That number is open 24 hours a day. The Alabama Department of Public Health is issuing new guidelines to help curb the spread of the coronavirus. Officials say gatherings of 50 people or more should be canceled if people cannot maintain a 6-foot distance from each other. And Maxwell Air Force Base has canceled the Beyond the Horizon Air and Space Show because of the coronavirus. The air show was scheduled for next month. Officials say the earliest the show could come back to Montgomery would be 2022 because of the time needed to reserve and schedule the aerial demonstration teams. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Have you been in a manufactured home lately? Manufactured homes have come a long way, now featuring many different custom design options. From farmhouse looks to more modern styles, today's manufactured homes are made with clean lines, open floor plans, great lighting, and high-end finishes. If you want to learn more about how you can own the home of your dreams at an affordable price, visit the Alabama Manufactured Housing Association website, almha.org, to find a retailer near you. That's almha.org.
The Navy Federal More Rewards American Express card transforms your everyday missions, so you can turn your commute fare,
next stop 8th Street,
into tickets for an awesome night out. And turn your grocery run into a trip to total relaxation. Get 3 times the points on supermarkets, restaurants, and on gas and transit. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Open to the Armed Forces, the DOD, veterans, and their families, insured by NCUA. American Express is a registered service mark of American Express. Used by Navy Federal under license.
It's time for some straight talk. It's tax refund time, and the big wireless companies play a game where they lure you in with a phone deal that locks you into a pricey contract. Don't play. With Straight Talk Wireless, get a Samsung Galaxy A10e for just $99, all on America's best networks for up to half the cost. No contract. Make that tax time money win all year long. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See straighttalk.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome into News and Views.
All we hear is radio.
News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Joining me at about 10 o'clock, 10-ish, will be Eddie Bader. I believe we might get a call from Coach Tommy Tuberville later in the program as well. You know, the news has really been boiled down to updates on the coronavirus. Over 180,000 cases confirmed worldwide, a little over 4,600 here confirmed. That includes presumptive positive cases in the U.S., over 7,100 deaths worldwide. And states plus D.C., only West Virginia with no cases. Okay. Pretty much all the states have cases. Last I checked, I'll check out the number, the exact number, though it really to me it doesn't matter at this point when it comes to Alabama or the count itself. I'll be interested as we look back, folks, at what the lethality rate, the mortality rate of this virus is. We will see if, you know, where it ends up. There are a lot of people who suspect this thing was going around much earlier than when the alarm and the shutdown started. There are a lot of theories out there, and this is what's leading to people to speculate, is that we don't have fantastic information on testing. And even when you look at testing, and a shout-out to Baptist East or Baptist Health in general, the city has been pretty darn good on this stuff as well. They've opened up a drive-through testing center. So look up Baptist Health and get that information, or I can look it up for you if you want to have that number. But what they're calling on in this state and most of the country is for people with symptoms, true symptoms, to then get tested. But there are a lot of folks who are going to be asymptomatic. So thus the lockdown. I think it's a bridge too far if you start closing down by government authority and emergency decree some businesses. I think that should be up to the discretion of businesses and people who want to frequent those businesses. But this is an unfortunate time. The stock market is now hovering barely in the positive. It's teeter-tottering right there on the line between positive and negative. Report, China threatens to throw America into the mighty sea of the coronavirus. There are a lot of folks, and this is my message today in terms of politics, folks. And I'd love to hear from you how the day's going. It's kind of sad as I'm driving in because I feel fine in a weird way. Nothing about my life or schedule has changed at all. As y'all know me who have been listening for years, I'm a bit of a hermit. Keep to myself. The only thing that's changed is I don't get to see my grandfather on the weekends as much as I would like. We're taking precaution there. But my life really hasn't changed, though I have noticed as I go about my regular schedule. The stores are not as packed. Restaurants in particular, the breakfast place I usually stop at, the parking lot's usually full. Not today. So people are listening. People are staying indoors. I'd like to hear how you're coping with this, if you're even in the car listening, 272-9228. But we should always remember, what is it? And it's not just a Democrat thing. It's not just a Republican thing. This is just a politics thing. That when there is a crisis, you do not want a crisis to go to waste. If you are somebody who's politically minded and who has an agenda, remind us of this, Rahm Emanuel.
You never want a serious crisis to go to waste. And what I mean by that, it's an opportunity to do things that you think you could not do before.
So part of what's going on here is agendas that already existed are being advanced by certain folks in light of this recent crisis. Now, it is true, this virus came from China. It's not xenophobic or racist to remember that this virus came from China. However, I am noticing folks who have long been warning about China, not just in terms of stealing intellectual property, taking our jobs, these sorts of things, you know, having the manufacturing base there. And the message is beyond, hey, we shouldn't have most of our pharmaceuticals and vital things there produced in China. I understand those points. They make basic sense. But I think there are some, they tend to be more in the Republican Party, folks like Marco Rubio, Tom Cotton, you'll see them on the news, who have been wanting more of a robust, in my opinion, Cold War-style confrontation with China. I do not mind economic confrontation with China. I do not mind, and I would even encourage private business to re-examine their investments in China. Especially when it comes to vital products like pharmaceuticals that could be crucial, and you're giving the Chinese Communist Party too much leverage. I get that. But let's not jump into a Cold War-style confrontation with the Chinese. And I say that with clear eyes. I understand, as clear as they can be with this pollen count right now. China is very clearly nationalist themselves. China is run by an authoritarian communist regime. And China today, in order to save face, is trying to pass the blame to the United States and or threaten the United States. The report out today is a sea of coronavirus. We need to wake up and be clear-eyed about China, but further confrontation is not necessarily warranted. I prefer, of all folks, and again, y'all know me when this first started going on in 2016, with this president of the United States, Donald Trump, I wouldn't have said this, but I prefer Donald Trump's approach to this issue because it's a difficult one. The rise of China meeting an established superpower of the United States. Donald Trump's approach, what is it with strongmen? Whether it's Kim Jong-un, Vladimir Putin, Erdogan, or in the case of China, President Xi. The approach should be to build a relationship. You want a relationship between the two presidents and so-called leaders of the country. You want this because if you have no clear communication line between those principles, then what will happen is senators as well as lower members of the Communist Party, media companies in both countries, will start to shoot off at the mouth like they're doing in the midst of a crisis like this. And things can quickly go from serious confrontations about trade policy as well as military expansion even. Very clear things we do need to confront China about, and it can move into the territory of our nation is better than your nation. Now, of course, as American, I believe that. But it's one thing to believe that. It's another thing to sort of rub your pride in the other nation's face and say, your rise is our fall, or your fall is our rise. So China needs to be confronted in the way the president has been confronting China. But I'm a little bit worried, and I'm not sounding the alarm here, but I'm a little worried that there are some, especially within the Republican Party, that would like to seize on this, not just to pull economic production out of China, which I think there is some wisdom to that, not just to call them out for failing to control this virus, which I'm all for that, but to do things people wanted to do already. That said, there are those on the left that want to seize on this crisis as well. Like I'm looking at a Fox News report here. Mayor Bill de Blasio. Now, I'm not too worried about de Blasio having an outsized role nationally. His presidential campaign was a joke. But he's more representative of a certain mentality out there. Here's the headline. De Blasio urges nationalization of key industries. Calls out coronavirus outbreak as a warlike situation. Got to keep our wits about us, folks. And I start to get skeptical that when a crisis hits, whether it's from commies, that's straight up communism, nationalizing major industries being proposed by de Blasio. I start getting skeptical when commies on the left and nationalists on the right start doing things they wanted to do anyway because it's now a crisis they can take advantage of. What was that again, Rom?
You never want a serious crisis to go to waste. And what I mean by that, it's an opportunity to do things that you think you could not do before.
No, I want us to meet this crisis, to endure it as an American people. Possibly, if unfortunately, we're going to have to suffer through it. And to ride this out, get the economy back going, and then tackle challenges in a clear-eyed way. Escalating foreign relations abroad or trying to nationalize industries here domestically, how does that make people healthy? Let's keep our eye on the ball. This is what politicians do. It's why we should really just be looking out for each other and listening to professionals on this issue rather than listening to politicians seize on rightfully the fear that is out there today. 272-9228, 272-9228. Let's go to the phones. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Good morning, Joey Red Top.
Hey, Red Top, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. The pollen's falling, and it's a beautiful spring day. You know, what you say about Donald Trump is right. It's very lucky we have him in position because now, I mean, we really officially have the emperor in power again in China and
right.
The czar of Russia.
Oh, yeah. As well as the Sultan of the Ottomans, or he wants to be, Erdogan in Turkey.
Yes. Well, these idiots are never going to be an economic power. They did the best with the oil. It didn't work, and the oil's not worth what it was. So thank goodness we don't have to worry about a Sultan.
Right.
And they seem Donald Trump has done a great job. We're pulling out of Afghanistan now. Nobody's talking about that. And It's got us isolated to just around the oil fields in Syria and the Middle East, and really there's a lot going on in Syria and Turkey, and we're out of it. So that's a wonderful thing. You know what? Can I switch back to the medical situation?
Sure,
here,
yes,
real quick?
Please.
I was thinking last night, okay, I have been to going to Baptist South Hospital my whole life, not for myself, but to visit people, relatives, and all that. And I was just thinking about it, you know, when I walk in the room 40 years ago, 50 years ago, and I walk in a room today, you know what, even though a bed back then may have cost $100 a day, now it costs $1,000 a day, with cost 10 times as much, it's still the same room. There's nothing changed. These guys have built great facades, and they have lots of trim boxwoods and logos out front, and they're a campus. They have parking decks and walkways. But you get in the room, it's the same damn room, guys, and it's still just the doctor and the nurse. They're doing everything. So why are we paying 10 times as much? It would seem like we would have crystal palaces to go to the hospital in. And it shows where they've invested their money is in their own corporations and not really the well-being of the institution. Because our hospital, we should have a lot of them. I think part of the scare is these guys have not invested in enough health facilities in this country.
Well, it's very expensive to invest in. There are institutions that actually keep us from having more hospitals, the regulation. We should look at these things.
It's part of the plan, but, you know, ever since Medicare came up, now we pay 10 times as much. And we basically are using the same facilities that we did when we paid one-tenth as much. So it's very ironic. And all the money's not going to the doctors and the nurses. No, it's not. They're not making as much as they did per capita probably 30 years ago, because the guy who worked for the corporation can't do private practice anymore. So it's a unique situation in that, you know, the government has jacked up the price of medical stuff. Nobody can afford it anymore, just like college.
Right, and it really is, I was about to say, it's amazing the parallels between the healthcare system and the, especially higher education system, but it applies to the education system as a whole. It's become almost too top heavy at the administrative level, as well as financialized. So it's becoming more and more expensive, and you need more and more government funding to make these things work. Whereas the folks really doing the work, teachers, and then you would hope students or doctors and patients and nurses and whatnot, they aren't always getting the best compensation. I think we're just over-regulating both sectors, and then in order to meet the cost of those burdensome regulations, we're having the government come in and subsidize things. So it's creating a real problem, for instance, in Alabama in rural health care delivery, where it is expensive and not cost-effective to have hospitals and responsive health care out in the rural parts of the state, and folks are saying, so the only way we pay for it is expand Medicaid. And it's a vicious cycle of more and more burdensome costs that I don't think have to be there, and then more and more subsidies to pay for those costs, and it just crowds out the field where we're moving towards government control of both sectors.
Well, they've literally created a monster they cannot control, and we're living it right now because, you know, it's just the shutdown of the whole country and the whole world over a virus when well, probably more people than that die in Syria every day. It just seems to be such a paradox. So I'm going to keep on working, breathing pollen, and enjoying this beautiful spring day, and I hope everybody else does too. Thank you very much, Joey.
Appreciate it, Red Top. 272-9228. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
This is Charlie, Joey. You know,
hey, Charlie, how
are
you?
I'm doing good, buddy. I think you do a fantastic job with your show. I've listened to you from the beginning.
Thank you, sir.
Up to now, and your transformation has just been a very positive thing. But, you know, I think right now, Red Top was talking about these hospitals and all like that. That's well and good. I mean, that's another subject altogether.
Right.
But, you know, one thing that we've got to be concerned with, and this is a major concern, dealing with this stuff that we're dealing with right now are people's incomes. There's a lot, and as you well know, there is a lot of small businesses out here that they are relying on revenue every day.
Yes, sir.
I've been in business for 20 years, and in the past 3 weeks, I've seen a downturn already. Well, when you've got expenses that come out that you've got to manage with your business to keep it afloat, and they just come to a screeching halt, that is a huge concern. And there's a, you know, when you start to see, and we probably will see restaurants closing, mom and pop stores closing, because they can't pay the rent, right. They can't pay the light bills, they can't pay the insurance, they can't afford employment of individuals and stuff like that. That is a huge, huge concern. And that's something that really, really needs to be addressed, because there is a fear out here with individuals right now that is unprecedented when it comes to this virus. I mean, it really is. I think it's been overblown, and really dramatized to the point where it does get a little crazy. But still, and yet, it affects people in general to the point where they're going to stay hunkered down in the house, in their bomb shelter, so to speak, and not get out, not spend any money, because they have a fear of what's going to happen down the road.
Amen. Everything you said, I agree with. I think we have gone a little too far, especially when I see states taking the action of directly ordering restaurants, bars to shut down. You cannot operate. And those are some of the businesses, to your point, as well as mom and pops, that are operating on some of the thinnest margins. They need that daily, weekly revenue. Not to give too much away, but, I mean, most of our advertisers are local small business. So we understand the plight they're going through. The people here working behind the scenes understand that, and I've talked to them about it. This is really tough. Then I think about that hourly worker, the wage worker, who, doesn't have a big savings account. And if this goes on for several weeks, we have a serious problem.
Well, I had a discussion with a lady yesterday about promoting my business and just trying to find ways to see if I could get it going and get it back on track. Because anytime you have a small business, you're always trying to reinvent yourself in the public's eye. In general. And when it comes to advertising, Joy, it's not cheap. It's not inexpensive at all. I mean, it's expensive, and it's like gambling or a risk you take. You're going to pay out that money. You hope to get a return, but it's a risk that you take. And that's the first place that people will be pulling their funds from, would be at-risk situations.
Right.
And that's something that really needs to be addressed, because, I heard this morning on the news that they're talking about this thing lasting until August. August, man, that'll shut a lot of people down.
I'm just amazed. And everything you're saying, I'm worried about, and there might be people are floating, government support programs, including like the Small Business Administration, interest-free loans to carry people over through the months, maybe keep wage workers online as well as paid leave for a few weeks. But that will only last so long. And I just fear we've gone maybe a little too far. And this is what this is one part of what the health officials have been saying. They've gone past their expertise on health to public policy, and it's shutting down the economy in order to do this, prevention effort. We're really balancing a lot of things at once here. It's like the guy who's spinning plates. And I worry that we're going to drop all the plates here if we're not careful and striking the right balance. Charlie, I got to run, and I hope you call back. Really good call. Thank you, sir.
All right, bye-bye.
272-9228. I got to hit a break here, folks. There are still many advertisers here on the show. They're still open, still operating. For instance, Dan Black Studios is bringing you this hour of the program. Still 40% off on videotape transfers to a digital format. You know, maybe if you are stuck at home, take a quick trip, get that video tape brought into the digital future and sit and watch old home videos with your family. You know, stay and remind yourself of why you filmed those things in the first place. Call 279-6036, 279-6036. That is number for Dan Black Studios. Tell them you're a News and Views listener. You'll get 40% off for the month of March. Another person open, I just talked to him yesterday, is Heirloom Jewelers over at Vaughn Road. So if you are looking for a little extra cash these days, as some might be, and you've got a lot of jewelry laying around that you don't ever wear or you're willing to part with, even if you do wear it, Heirloom Jewelers over at 6948 Vaughn Road here in Montgomery, Alabama. If you want to sell some of your jewelry, call 260-0066, 260-0066. Set up an appointment with Troop Booth. He's the proprietor over there, trained at the Gemological Institute of America, and he'll look over what you bring in. If you agree on a valuation, then and there, you get paid right then and there. But also, their life will go on, folks. We will get through this moment. I'm sure also there might be a lot of babies coming our way as people are pent up. So maybe you're going to pop that question sometime soon, if I could put that delicately. They have fine antique rings and jewelry pieces over there at Heirloom Jewelers. Why not an unexpected gift in these troubled times? Heirloom Jewelers, 260-0066. They're located, again, 6948 Vaughn Road here in Montgomery, Alabama. I'll be right back. More news and views. A lot of serious issues are on people's minds here. And I just hope, in a bad situation, it's best to do the right simple steps to make the situation better. What I'm worried about with our politics right now is they're going to do things to make a terrible situation even worse. We just hope they find wisdom before they do anything too drastic. 272-9228. More news and views when we come back.
Local Talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Do you ever wonder why some companies have built such a solid quality brand while others struggle with their quality of service? It's simple. It's all about the company culture. If ownership takes quality care of their team members, then their sales, admin, and service techs take pride in treating their customers with exemplary service. This is what happens when you use Weedman of Greater Montgomery. Hi, this is Terry. Our local management and co-ownership team of twins, Grant and Kyle Falk, give you double the caring attitude towards you, the customer. Actually, our customers say it best. Linda A. says, "We've used Weedman for 3 years. I would encourage anyone ready to change services and looking for a dependable lawn care service to give Weedman a try." Nicole S. gushes, "Weedman saved my lawn. It was horrible after years of another company going through the motions. Now my yard looks as good as the neighbor's, who obsesses over his yard." Thanks, Nicole. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today for a free price quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Our caring culture sets us apart. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. Do you have a box full of old home movies or videos, and you've been wanting to have them converted to DVD? If so, we can help you. We've been in business for over 35 years here in Montgomery, and all work is done in our facility, unlike some other companies that ship them off to, well, who knows where. Is your iPhone out of storage? We can transfer your videos and photos to files as well. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
Goodbye, overpriced coffee shop card. Toodaloo, clothing store card I got for that one-time discount on the perfect little black dress. Adios, high-interest card I should not have opened. Farewell, hardware store card. See you
later. Say goodbye to high-interest credit cards, multiple bill payments, and a wallet full of debt. And say hello to one simple payment with 0% balance transfer to a Guardian Credit Union Visa card. Think local, think Guardian. Call us or apply online today at myguardiancu.com.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 972-9228 if you want to get in. We'd like to hear what's on your mind. It's one of those situations where it's good for us to talk it out, even if you're thinking out loud and trying to think things through, if you need somebody to talk to. 972-9228. There's so many angles to this. As I was mentioning yesterday, events like this, black swan events, exoshock, whatever you want to call it, a natural disaster, can reveal our vulnerabilities and where we aren't as good as we should be. And we're going to have to respond to these things. As much as the problem will be solved over time, it's also the type of problem that we have to endure and suffer. And we're more resilient than we think, but we also will have to address some pretty hard times here. 272-9228. Let's go to the phones, talk to Jim. Hey, Jim.
Hey, Jerry.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm bored. You know, there's a thin line between the government directing us to get rid of this thing and the government taking over everything.
Yep.
And it's getting too much over in that other part. Telling people they have to close businesses, they can only have this many people. I just retired last year from the food service business. I was a salesman. I would not want to be working for Sysco, U.S. Foods, one of these big food companies, because they're going to lose 90% of their business.
Right.
And all these salespeople, they're going to be out of work.
Well, because restaurants, and correct me if I'm wrong, restaurants aren't going to buy their normal inventory knowing that it's going to go bad on the shelves.
Yeah, and it's gotten, you know, people, and I'm not trying to be extreme, but, you know, but through history, we looked at countries and say, well, man, how did those people get fooled like this? How did they let those people take over like this? By coming on TV 24 hours a day, pounding this into your head. You know, I'm not trying to be a conspiracy guy, but man, when you sit there and just do this, and people sit there like zombies in front of their TV watching this stuff, man, if somebody's like a little bit, ready to go anyway, I wouldn't be surprised pretty soon we're going to see an uptick in suicide. Because people are just going to give up. They're going to say, man, this is not living. They're going to make us hunker down so you can't go anywhere except to the store to pick up some food and come home. That's it. You can't go anywhere else. And then to have people like this idiot that runs the state of New York on TV all the time, this guy's a nut. And he's on there most of the time now telling about all the things they're doing. I mean, if you have a restaurant, Joey, and you have to close down for 6 months, you'll never open back up.
Well,
out of three restaurants fail on a normal basis.
Right.
This is going to be the end of them. That's the end of it. I don't know if this economy will ever recover. I'm not trying to be negative. This thing has gotten to the point almost to where the government is just taking over everything with this deal. And you know, I was looking up here compared, and I know this isn't the same as a regular flu, but it is a flu type thing. And this year, 620,000 people have been hospitalized with the flu. 52,000 people have died. This is worldwide. This is even, what's happening right now is just a drop in the bucket of what's happened with the flu.
Right. Well, and I'm actually
4 million people have been sickened by the flu this year.
I'm looking at an article here by a name, Richard Skabas. but he's a retired physician. He was Ontario in Canada's chief medical officer of health for 10 years and was chief of staff at York Central Hospital during the SARS crisis in 2003. And the headline he's written in the Globe and Mail is "Strictly by the Numbers, the Coronavirus Does Not Register as a Dire Global Crisis." To give the long and the short of it, he's disturbed by what's happening in Italy. But as he looks across the rest of the world, he's actually surprised now that it's been deemed a global pandemic. He thinks this is one of the least contagious global pandemics in history. So, I mean, there's a health expert, a guy went through SARS, kind of saying, I like to look at what numbers we actually have, not be freaked out by projections is his basic argument. There are informed people saying this is crazy, that we're overreacting, but then you have Dr. Fauci saying, oh, when you think you're overreacting, that's when you're doing enough. So I think there are some folks in good faith just doing what they can. Again, my main worry is that certain politicians are taking advantage of the situation or just acting foolishly and making a bad situation even worse.
Yeah, and you throw in the fact that the president is not popular with a lot of people, and they would wish anything would happen to get rid of him. I mean, anything. They would sell their souls to the devil if they could get rid of Trump. So, you know, it's a little scary out there. But like I said, if that map they show of the world spread out there, if you took another map and put it up there and say, this is the flu, the seasonal flu we get every year, here it is on this map,
right,
it would blow your mind. You know, I mean, you'd go, oh, my gosh.
Right.
Look at that. So, like I said, you sit there and you hear it every minute of the day, these 24-hour news cycles we have now where it's just pounded in the people thing, and then you throw in social media the way it is today, and, man, it's just creating a monster.
Well, we will learn through this, and hopefully this doesn't last too long because of all these concerns we brought up in the last 40 minutes. Jim, I got to run. Appreciate it, man.
All right.
Jacob, thank you for holding. Welcome to the show.
How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Had a couple things. As far as the banks go, if you have, say, over $5,000 in the bank, the economy's plummeting, no doubt. We've seen that. But is it smart to pull your money out of the bank and keep it as cash? Or to help the economy, is it better to leave that money in the bank and let that money stay in the circle with the bank? Like, which way is the better way of going about that?
I think at this moment in time, having your money in the bank is fine. Now, I'm personally not in that sort of situation. But I would say it'd be good to have some cash if you need, to have cash on you. Do that all day long. But I don't think it's necessary at all to go and try to pull your money out of the bank by any means.
Okay. And the other question I had, which social media, you can't believe everything you see on social media, but it was something about martial law. It was this big, enormous train slapped full of military vehicles. Do you think that is a fear that we may go under martial law?
If it got really, really bad, I suppose it's always a possibility, and it freaks me out to no end. I'm already a little unnerved with state government saying shut down your restaurants and your gyms.
Right.
But no, I don't think that's on the horizon. I think what's going to happen is these next few days, everybody's going to be very on edge. If you go out in public, you're going to notice it's kind of like a ghost town. But hopefully, as I think people's cabin fever will break and people will start saying, hey, what are we doing here? Especially as more testing comes online. That's the key right now. The more information and the bigger the numbers of real hard numbers we get on what this virus is, what it's about, how we can therapeutically treat it, as well as understand it going forward, whether it pops up again in the fall or have vaccines for next spring. I think we'll get a grip on this sort of period of tension, and it is a bit unnerving here in these next few days, will pass, I think, sooner than later.
I agree with that. I'm not one of the ones that wanted to rush out and get this and get that, but, I mean, on the other hand, I've got a family at home.
Yes, sir.
I do want to have things for them in case this does go even further, which I trust Trump to the fullest. If it did have to go under martial law, I don't think that, personally, that he would do anything crazy. I really just think he's got the best intentions for the American people. I mean, in my opinion, no other president in the history of presidents has made a national day of prayer. I mean, to me, that just touched my heart. Like, I just believe the good Lord above put Donald Trump in office for a reason, and I don't think he's going to let him get thrown out of there by something like this. I personally think that the good Lord is possibly trying to bring this nation to its knees to turn to him and to pray more and just look to him for more guidance than we've been doing in the past year.
Very well could be, and that's the history of nations, isn't it? Appreciate the call, Jacob. I got to run.
All
Thank you.
Thank you. 272-9228. Got to hit another break here. Intense show, folks. Well, these are intense times and serious times. And seriously, I mean, we need to understand knowledge is power here in this situation. And I don't mean more and more news and just more and more information. I mean actual knowledge and wisdom. As I said yesterday, and I didn't come up with it, wisdom begins with the fear of God. And it's good to remember what really matters, but we do have serious issues if this lasts a long time. Hopefully, we will get some sort of relief for businesses, but I am worried about some of our small businesses operating on thin margins. I just do not believe, and I don't think it's practical either, that the federal government or governments in general need to take away our freedoms in a heavy-handed way in order to protect us from this. I don't think it's necessarily going to help, and it's probably not the right thing to do, but we shall see. 272-9228. More news and views when we come back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Honey, I got my bonus check today.
That's great, sweetheart.
Let's book that Hawaiian vacation right now.
Actually, I was thinking more like an electrical upgrade for our house.
What?
It's not all that glamorous, but updating your home's electrical system is a great investment, enhancing its value and your safety. The panel and wiring in most older homes were not designed to meet modern demands. The experts at Crosby Electric can update your system to give you peace of mind.
Sorry, honey, but I just want to feel safe in my own home.
Faulty wiring and electrical equipment are among leading causes of most home fires. Crosby Electric will make sure your panel, meters, circuit breakers, and receptacles are up to date.
I can just see us lying on the beach at Waikiki.
And I can see us lying in our own bed, knowing we're safe.
Okay, but next year...
I'll dance the hula in a grass skirt.
All right.
Sleep well, with no electrical worries. For a free home assessment, visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Hi, this is Ray Bold from Prattville Carpet, inviting you to our Mohawk More Floor Sale. For a limited time, take advantage of our low prices on high-quality flooring, including carpet, hardwood, tile, and laminate. Plus, receive half off any pet pad and 12 months interest-free financing with approved credit. Call 285-8117 and schedule your free measurement today. Again, that's 285-8117 or look us up on Facebook. Save thousands during our More Floor Sale, going on now at Prattville Carpet.
Saving usually means lowering your expectations, settling for less. But no one ever got less and thought, good for me. Now you can save on all your favorite stuff without giving anything up. Surf, swipe, and stream as much as you want with WOW Internet for only $34.99 a month. With our two-year price lock guarantee, these are savings you can count on. And when you sign up today at WOWWay.com, get a $100 Visa prepaid reward card. Offer for new customers with a two-year agreement. Auto pay and paperless billing. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Jeff Mallinson with Georgia Floors Direct, and I want to talk to you about Blue Water Broadcast and how they've helped my business spread the word. As every small business owner, I have to look at my advertising dollars carefully, and Blue Water Broadcast helps me get the most for every dollar I spend. I'm so glad to be a part of Blue Water Broadcasting and what they bring to Montgomery.
If you're a local business, 93% of your customers listen to radio every week. Reach customers where they are. Radio. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our extended stretch of warm days continues. In fact, today I think we'll be around 80 to 82. Risk of some spotty showers, maybe a thunderstorm somewhere in the area today. Very mild tonight, overnight low 62. Tomorrow and Thursday, we're headed for the mid-80s. Rain chances will be very small both days. Isolated showers at best. Showers and thunderstorms become more likely Friday night into Saturday as a cold front approaches, and that'll lower the temperatures by several degrees. Pollen count still in the medium to high range through Wednesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. You want to call in 272-9228. Call in if there's anything that's troubling you in the current crisis, or if you're doing just fine. 272-9228. In this hour of News and Views brought to you by Dan Black Studios, 40% off, still going on here in the month of March for News and Views listener on video transfers, videotape transfers to digital format. But you got to call 279-6036. Tell them you're a News and Views listener to take advantage of that 40% off for the month of March. Also, this part of the program brought to you by Jenkins Tire and Automotive. They're located at 38 East Jefferson Street, downtown Montgomery. Call and make an appointment today to get your vehicle service, 265-0792. Or you can make an appointment online at JenkinsTireAndAuto.com. Whether you're looking for a standard oil change, tire rotation, air filter replacement, windshield wiper blade replacement, just a general checkup on the car, they can take care of that. Or if there are major issues with the vehicle itself, whether big leaks or you need to do your AC repair before the summer months hit, all sorts of things they can do because their technicians are ASE certified. They can service all makes and models of vehicles. And with every brand name under the sun, when they come to tires, they can take care of those tires for you. So check out Jenkins Tire and Automotive today. Again, that's 38 East Jefferson Street here in downtown Montgomery. 265-0792, 265-0792. Or visit them and make an appointment online at JenkinsTireAndAuto.com. Let's quickly go to Soldier Boy. How you doing?
Oh, it's Brad Pitt, man.
You're Brad Pitt?
That's right.
You've been watching too many movies, man.
Not enough movies. You know, what amazes me, do you remember we used to have money, they didn't call them federal notes like we do today. They called them remember the gold notes?
Yeah, you can actually redeem gold for them, yeah.
Yeah, that's right, until that president has confiscated everybody's gold.
Yeah, I believe FDR, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was. And then we had silver certificates. So, you know, I used to get those. You can go to any federal bank and you could get $10 worth of silver. And now it's the Federal Reserve. People have to understand that Federal Reserve note, like the guy was talking about taking his money out, okay? That money is only as good as the other person who's willing to accept who's selling the goods.
Yep.
Because if I don't believe that paper money, I can't make a jacket out of it unless I can glue pretty good a bunch of $1 bills together. And you can't live and breathe and eat it, correct?
Right.
So, since the biblical times, what has always been used for monetary trade and purchases?
Specie, in particular, gold and silver.
Gold and silver, since the beginning of time. I mean, wasn't Judas sold for, what, 7 pieces?
Or silver? Sold, what, 20 pieces of silver?
You know, I got the quantity wrong, probably. But the point made is it's always been gold and silver, and till today. I'm sure gold and silver has gone up in price. I'm surprised we're not hearing about it, because you can have a run on the bank all you want and take those cash, and if I'm selling you some, I don't see how that Federal Reserve has any value to me at all.
Right.
So, and here's an interesting thing is, too, the countries that truly have border enforcement aren't having issues. I haven't heard any coming out of Israel yet. But I hear Iran and Iraq are having issues.
Oh, Iran in particular. But
yeah, so major
countries lock it down.
Exactly, kind of like the movie World War Z. Remember, everybody was having issues, but what did they have? Walls, and they had security and borders enforcement. That was the major difference. And I think, could you imagine with the Democrats and these liberals, with they're still claiming open borders after this, and while this is going on, I can't believe this.
I know. You know, and I think a more liberal border policy than maybe folks out there listening, but I would say you need border security and the ability to shut your borders for something like this. So, you know, I have a big open door policy, but that does mean that you have security where you can control the door when you need to.
Right. My mom was a German immigrant, came through Ellis Island, and she told me, of course, we were a land of country and rules. But when they went through, they were tested, what, for smallpox and polio and everything else. They were vetted. You just can't let people walk across the border, even if you're going by. We have to have rules, and there's reasons why at Ellis Island and other places they have rules about being vetted, not just a criminal record, but your health.
Yeah.
I mean, didn't we, what was it? Was it polio or what was it? It was eliminated, 10, 15 years ago, and now they got spotted cases of it left and right?
Yeah, and some of that is folks, generations later not getting, vaccinated and worked on for that, as well as other parts of the world coming in with it.
And I look at people, too. It's so funny. They won't, they want a fist pump, but I said, your hands are still touching each other, dude. You're still transferring and skin and everything. It's so, it's asinine. Can I say that word on air?
Asinine? Absolutely.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Now, don't say ass, but you can say asinine.
Asinine. Boy, you're starting to sound like a liberal Democrat now. You can say this, but you can't say that. But my point is, too, for example, every time you grab a door handle or doorknob, in a business or anywhere, God knows what germs are on there as a petri dish, right?
Right.
So, and people just have to have common sense. Wash your hands before you touch your face.
And here's the thing that I hope is made clear. For the vast majority of people, especially if you're young and healthy, you can be a carrier. You can be infectious.
That's right.
That's why you should take precautions. But other than that threat to people who do have vulnerabilities, you'll be fine. You'll be just fine.
Well, I've had this case in Fox News. This lady, she was identified as having the virus.
Right.
They told her to go home and isolate herself.
Quarantine.
She did.
They're doing isolate because it sounds better,
Yeah. Anything sounds better now. They're already screaming at the top of the lungs already. But she went home, had a couple of, bowls of chicken noodle soup, Gatorade, kept herself fresh. Hopped in bed, rested for 3 or 4 days. She said she felt better. And then she went back to the place where she was tested positive and told her that she was fine.
Right. It's just, we have to take precautions, especially to protect the vulnerable. But I think we're letting the fear of infecting people get the better of a lot of us to where we're like, we don't ever want, it's going to spread. It's like trying to stop the wind. And most people will be fine. It's a matter of limiting it. So folks who won't be fine don't get it.
But what's behind that win is called is just being hysteria, the buildup and everything. Here's the thing is, why doesn't KIV close down all the ABC stores since alcohol contributes to death and cirrhosis of the liver? Why don't we as Southerners stop frying all our foods, including chicken, so we don't have high blood pressure and have heart attacks and strokes every year?
Now you're asking too much.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I got to run, Soldier Boy. Appreciate the call. Thank you. 272-9228. Second hour of news and views coming up. Kim Williams should be stopping by, and Eddie Bader just stepped in.
How you doing, Joey?
I'm doing. Say that again.
How you doing, Joey?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
How those sinuses holding up in the pollen?
Well, I doped up this morning, so we'll see.
That's good to hear.
Yeah.
That's good to hear. I hope you.